Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Sanusha Naidu, the Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for chatting to us again. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, Howard. I'm well. Just keeping very busy with all these developments.
Yeah, well, it really is keeping us just a little bit challenged. All right, so he's gone on very special leave. First of all, do we understand why the deputy minister, who is a medical doctor, who does seem qualified, didn't step into the role? I mean, isn't that why we have deputy ministers?
Yeah, but unfortunately, according to the way the constitution, the deputy ministers in our cabinet cannot serve in an acting capacity as ministers in such a context, and that's because they don't serve as members of the interministerial cabinet, and so they're not able to serve in that capacity. And of course, you're right. You know, logically speaking, he should have been able. I mean, the deputy minister Joe Pasha should have been the most logical and the most
qualified
individual to serve in there. Yeah, but unfortunately, the way the structure of the architecture of the cabinet is structured, they can't serve in that capacity because they're not members of that interministerial of the cabinet. So that is why I think that the president had to appoint somebody who is a member of the cabinet in that way. And that would be, he could move a minister from one ministry to this. But I think the other issue to that is whether, it's quite interesting because people are asking whether the current acting minister, Kobayi Ngubane, is she qualified to serve in that position, and does she have the skill?
Right.
And it's an interesting thing because I think when the press release came out yesterday, many would have thought it would have been somebody from maybe Arlen Motsoaledi or someone of that caliber who would have the qualifications to serve in that portfolio. And I'm not sure how to read this this kind of appointment. Maybe it's somebody who doesn't come with any kind of previous baggage that they had in that portfolio. You must remember that Arlen Motsoaledi did serve in the health ministry. He was the health minister. And unfortunately, I think that sometimes when you serve in a ministry or you were the minister of a particular portfolio, coming back to that portfolio may make you bring back the baggage that you had previously. And I think this is perhaps where the president may see the tourism minister as somebody who may not necessarily have that kind of baggage, but also in a way, you know, have more kind of neutrality, so to speak, in going into that position. But you never know. I mean, all of this is just thinking around some of the dynamics. But obviously, the challenge for her is she has to hit the ground running.
Yeah, it was so funny. On Twitter yesterday, somebody wrote, our government really decided that during a pandemic, our minister of Airbnb can oversee the matter of national health care. We are all going to die.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes I think the problem, I'm not defending the decision.
No, of course not.
I'm neither defending the decision, nor am I saying, I don't know what the thinking was there.
Right,
but I do think that, you know, in the context of how we look at portfolios in South Africa, I remember in 94, when Trevor Manuel was appointed as Minister of Trade and Industry, I remember years later, he did an interview somewhere, and he said, I was appointed as Trade and Industry Minister. I didn't know much about trade and industry, but I learned on the job.
Right.
So I'm not saying it's a similar thing,
yes,
but
of
I
course.
Do think at times, as South Africans, we get very, very not pessimistic, but we go to the extreme. And I'm not defending the decision, but I'm saying he did this. There's a reason why the president did this. I'm not even defending this, but I'm saying that she will have to hit the ground running because she'll have to make sure she is front and center. I mean, this is what Minister Nkisi did. He was very much on the ground, hands-on, in this portfolio. I mean, irrespective of the fact that, you know, he's got this whole controversy around the digital vibes contract. We have to say that at times he was there. He was visible. He was a visible minister. And that was it. So I think that's the challenge. The second thing is how she works with the ministry, the different elements, the agency, the different personnel with the deputy minister. Maybe this is where the deputy minister will actually take her through this process. So in a way, given the structure and the fact that the deputy minister is not a member of the cabinet in terms of the structure, and he can't be appointed in an absolute position, but he can serve very much as somebody who will be a key figure in this whole process. So I think that's what we have to think about. Yes, we do look at qualification. We do look at whether or not we're putting somebody, quote unquote, in a minister of Airbnb. But I think we've got to be careful as well, because sometimes we tend to, as South Africans, I think, we look too extreme at things. I'm not just saying, let's just see where we're going with this.
I guess we judge on prior convictions. Is what happens. Instead of looking at it in its own light and saying, all right, look, it kind of makes sense because we've got the deputy minister to be part of that continuation process. We've got somebody new, hopefully, who is a person who's maybe not qualified medically, but certainly able to work. And I don't know very much about the minister at all, as none of us do really. But maybe it isn't a bad thing, and let's see.
Yeah, and I do think, the president appoints his cabinet, his ministers, at his prerogative. I mean, that's what we all know. And so in deliberating this decision, I would like to
that I would think somebody so too, actually. Well. Yeah. And he knows as well, it's not just replacing a minister of something else. The minister of health at the moment, given the fact that we're in a global pandemic, well, obviously a pandemic is global, given the fact that we are in the midst of a pandemic, that South Africa isn't doing particularly well with this vaccine rollout, this was always going to be scrutinized. I would like to think that he considered it. The other bit of good news, I guess, is that he didn't appoint Dr. Skhosana Dlamini Zuma. That could have been another option. I saw that being played around with on social media, and I thought, if he does this, oh dear.
Yeah, I mean, I also saw that, and I also heard that as well. But I think it must have been a decision to, the bigger challenge here is what happens after this SIU report becomes available. The president has to deliberate the findings from that report, and where does it go if the findings of the report indicate that the suspended health minister has actually, there was something untoward in the whole thing, that he's implicated. Because up until now, the challenge has been that Dr. Zweli Mkhize has always maintained his innocence, and even yesterday, the way in which that whole thing unfolded, by him giving the press briefing, talking about the fact that he had requested for a special leave, all of this seems to suggest that Dr. Mkhize is not ready to say there's something untoward here. If that report comes out and it indicates that there is some level of implication that he has in this whole thing in terms of the tender, that's going to be the bigger challenge for the president.
Mm. Do we understand what special leave is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, leave is leave. Special is, I don't know what special is. I mean, if I go on leave, I mean, it's leave, right?
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking. But, I mean, unless you make it special, but.
Yeah, unless he's going to be making it special. But maybe there's, I mean, he basically, well, I think he still gets his salary because of labor law.
Right, I would imagine.
All of those things. So I don't know what special means.
Yeah.
But I think that's the challenge in going forward for the president, because once this report becomes available, and if indeed there is recommendations that report that maybe some kind of further investigation or judiciary case needs to be brought, it also sets a precedent in terms of how the president has to respond. Because you've got other ministers there that are flirting on the sidelines of controversy. You got the deputy state security agency minister with what happened at the Zondo Commission, and there the evidence that was given. You've got also this challenge around the Turkish contract for those floating energy ships. That's also there in the mineral resources portfolio. So all of these things are beginning to come closer to his cabinet. And people have been talking about a reshuffle. And I think that is why he's going to have to think carefully, because once this report comes at the end of the month, if indeed it does, then the reshuffle, it'll, you know, I'm not saying it's going to happen immediately, but he has to think about the reshuffle. There, I think the reshuffle becomes a critical issue for him.
It does indeed. And I think obviously this is going to be a story that we are going to watch very, very closely to see how it plays out. Tanusha Naidoo, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Thank you as always.